Maybe Barney would like to take a walk with me and Pebbles. 1, 5, 2.
Hiya, Fred.
Now you made me lose my place.
Sorry, Fred.
1, 5, 2, 3, 4, 6, 2, 1. Now, what is it you want?
Excuse me, Fred, my phone's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Barney. This is Fred.
Oh, hiya, Fred.
Say, I'm taking Pebbles for a walk. You want to come along?
Hey, that sounds like fun. The only thing is...
We're leaving right now.
Okay, but I got...
Barney, hurry up.
Just one thing, Fred. I gotta be home by 5. We're eating early tonight.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I tried to, but you hung up on me.
Oh, boy. That guy really is a kook. Finished all her milk.
Burp.
Now, what was that for, Dino?
Oh, dear. Is that you, Fred?
Yeah, honey. What's wrong?
Oh, it's the vacuum cleaner. It stopped up again.
Oh, well, let me take a look. Sure is. Now, roll it over to the window. I'll have it fixed in a jiffy. All it takes is a little know-how. 2:45. Let's make it 3:00. Sorry, pal. Just borrowing a feather. This should do it.
Coochie, 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 coochie.
Give it a try now, Wilma.
Oh, that's fine. Thanks, Fred.
And nobody even said guzzle tight.
Boy, I'm exhausted. I did the washing, ironing, scrubbed the kitchen floor, polished the silver, dusted the living room.
Oh, Wilma, why don't you take a break? You can clean out the garage tomorrow.
Oh, you're so good to me.
Now, I mean it, Wilma. I got an idea. Why don't you take a nap, and I'll take the baby out for a little air.
Ah, you are good to me, Fred. I think I will take a breather. Come on, Pinky. Mush.
How about it? Want to take a walk?
No, 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 Dino, not you. I was
best friend. Oh, boy.
What a day. Smell that clean, fresh air, Barney.
Fred, you smell the air. I'll smell the hot dogs.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Red hots. Get them while they're hot. Red hots.
How about it, Barney? Be my guest.
Well, now that you mention it, thank you.
2 hot dogosauruses?
Yes, sir.
Now hold the baby. Now pay the man, will you, Barney?
Me? Well, I suppose a guest has certain obligations to his host. Would you hold the baby?
Sure thing. You're a real doll.
Here you are. See you later. Hey, pretty good hot dogosauruses, huh, Fred?
Yeah, but something's missing.
Hey, Mac, aren't you forgetting something?
Huh? Oh, you're right. Hey, Bud, we forgot the mustard.
Da-da-da. Boo-boo.
Boo-boo, yeah. I agree with you 100%.
Hey, Fred, we better start back. It's getting late.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
My, what a beautiful subject.
Huh?
Well, you mean me?
You're kidding, of course. I mean the little girl. Like the sign says, children's photos are our specialty.
Yeah, I think I will.
But Fred, you just had a picture taken last week.
Sure, but you know how kids change.
Oh, yeah, she may have two more freckles by now.
All right, cutie, let's have a big smile.
Yeah, Pebbles, smile for the nice man. Big, pretty smile. Come on, look at Daddy Pebbles. Now watch. Go, 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 go. Did it work? Did she smile?
I'm afraid not.
Okay, I got some more that'll...
Please! I'd rather do it myself!
Well, gosh, I was only trying to help.
This is what you want, to have a picture taken on a pony. It never fails.
Come on, Daddy will put Pebbles on the nice pony. Okay, okay, okay. Daddy will show you, sweetheart. See, sweetheart? See? Nothing to be afraid of. Yahoo! Hey, this is fun. Yahoo!
This will be my masterpiece. I'll make it a flash shot. Hold it. Oh, I thought this was a nice, safe profession.
Are you all right, Fred?
Yeah. Did you get her picture?
We'll know in an instant. You see, I use an instant Polaroid camera. Magnificent. Beautiful. This is the cutest baby picture I've ever taken.
Say, that's great.
Yes, isn't it?
Boy, she's a doll.
Yeah, for a smile like that, it's worth a bump on the head any day.
Fred, if I'm going to make it home in time for dinner, we better take a bus.
Okay, here comes the bus now.
Watch your step, please.
How much to Rockway Lane?
10 cents. And a nickel for the kid.
Fair enough.
The nickels and dimes aren't so much, but oh, those half dollars.
Step to the back of the bus, please.
Oh, brother. This guy would be great at a taffy pull.
You know what, Stanley? The winner of the beauty contest gets a prize of 500 grams.
Wow, that's real dough.
You said it. I sure hope my baby wins that beauty contest.
Beauty contest for babies? Hey, Fred, did you hear anything about a beauty contest for babies?
No.
Well, this guy next to me is talking about one, and the prize is 500 bucks.
Boy, that's not hay.
Well, he's got his baby entered, and I bet his baby isn't half as pretty as Pebbles. Excuse me, mister. How do you go about getting into this contest?
Well, you gotta fill out an entry blank, see? Wait a minute. I think I got an extra one. Yeah, here it is.
Gee, thanks.
Come on, Charlie. This is our stop.
Watch your step, please. Watch your step.
My baby was supposed to meet me here.
Over here, Daddy.
Oh, hiya, honey. Hey, you're all set. I got the entry blank for the contest. Can my daughter and I give you a lift home?
No, thanks. Good luck in the contest, miss.
See you later, Fred. Oh, here's your entry blank for Pebbles.
Thanks, Barn. But don't go home yet. I want you to hear what Wilma says when I tell her I'm putting Pebbles in a beauty contest.
Fred Flintstone, are you out of your skull?
But Wilma...
No, sirree, Bub. No daughter of mine is entering a beauty contest.
But Wilma, Pebbles can win it.
That's exactly what I don't want. Do you realize what happens to babies who win beauty contests? And get lots of money, and go in the movies.
But Wilma...
They become vain, spoiled, impossible. No, Fred. I want our Pebbles to grow up a normal, happy, unspoiled girl.
But, Wilma... Bonnie, say something, will you? But, Wilma... Oh, boy. Thanks a lot, Bonnie. Now, look, Wilma, let's sit down and talk this over.
Not now. I've got to get this roast ready for dinner. Besides, the answer would still be no.
Hiya, Fred.
Oh, it's you, Barney.
What are you doing?
Shh, not so loud. Come in, but be quiet. Oh, boy, for a minute I thought it was Wilma. I'm filling out the entry blank so Pebbles can get in that beauty contest.
But, Fred, I thought Wilma was dead set against it.
Barney, don't you know by now
that I'm the boss in this house?
But, boss, what's going to happen when Wilma finds out?
Now let me worry about that. Right now, I got to finish this entry blank. Color of entrance hair, brown. Color of entrance eyes, same as mine.
Bloodshot.
Barney, you've heard of people with chiseled features. How would you like to have a chiseled head?
Subtle, but I get it.
Good. Now, where was I? Measurements of entrant. What would you say, Barney?
Well, just as a guess, I'd say about 14, 12, 14.
Yeah, that's about right. 14, 12, 14.
Well, look at the next line, Fred. All entrants must appear in bathing suit and evening gown.
Evening gown? Who ever heard of an evening gown for a baby?
Hey, how about this lampshade, Fred? It's just about the right size.
Oh, buddy, that's wonderful. Oh, what a doll. Well, that takes care of the evening gown. Now we got to get her a bathing suit. Hey, how about this doily? Here, Bon, try this on for size.
Oh, Fred, I don't look good in a bikini.
On Pebbles, fathead.
Fred, are you in there? Fred?
Wilma. Barney and me, we have things to discuss. We'll be out in a little bit.
Can you hear anything, Betty?
I can hear them whispering, but I can't make out what they're saying.
They're up to something, all right. In fact, Fred's been acting mysteriously all week.
Pretty neat, huh? But I've been thinking, Fred, what if she has to go in the water? This bikini might shrink.
I'm way ahead of you, Barney boy. We'll test the bikini and give her a bath at the same time.
Good thinking, Fred.
Yeah, yes, Andy. I got your bubble bath. See? Pebbles, get all clean for tonight. Hey, Henry, make lots of bubbles.
Hey, that looks like fun. I think I'll get on my bikini and take one, too.
To think of it, Wilma, Barney's been acting strange, too. He says they're going out tonight. You don't suppose they
found another woman?
Wilma, let's not lose our heads. After all, Fred is fat and homely and sloppy.
Yeah, and Barney is short and dumpy and not too bright.
They have found another woman!
Uncle Barney will get Pebbles nice and dry.
Now, I gotta figure a way to get out of the house with the baby. Without Wilma knowing, of course.
Hey, maybe you can sneak her out in your bowling bag.
Say, that might work.
Sure. You tell Wilma we're going bowling, see? And then you put Pebbles in the bowling bag.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
And you put the bowling ball in Pebbles' crib, and then we...
Be quiet, Barney. Why do I have to sneak her out? She's half mine.
Yeah, I know, Fred, but...
I am through pussyfooting around. I'm going in there, and I'm going to tell Wilma I'm going out, and I'm taking the baby.
That's telling her, Fred.
Oh, she'll give me an argument, all right. She'll say, oh, no, you're not. And I'll say, oh, yes, I am. And she'll say, oh, no, you're not. And I'll say, oh, yes, I am. And she'll say, oh, no,
you're... Hold it, Fred. Why don't you quit now while you're ahead?
I know Fred is going out tonight, but he won't tell me where.
And Barney's going with him.
I've got an idea. You and I are going to be busy this evening, too. So if Fred wants to go out tonight, he's going to have to take Pebbles with him.
I get it, Wilma. You can't get into trouble with a baby in your arms.
Exactly. I don't know what he's up to, but he's not going out of this house without the baby.
Come on, Barney.
See you later, Betty.
Bye, Barney.
Yeah, Wilma, I'm going out, too.
Okay, Fred, but you're taking the baby.
Huh? Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no.
You win. You win, Wilma. We are. Little do you know it, Pebbles, but tonight you're going to be Daddy's little beauty contest winner.
You know, Barn, if I live to be 100, I'll never understand women. No matter what you expect them to do, they always do the opposite.
Yeah, I guess that's why they call them the opposite sex. Oh, look, Fred, here we are.
Yeah.
Boy, what a mob.
We'll have to use the stage entrance.
Whoa, wee, whoa, whoa, whoa.
They must be the mothers of the kids.
If they're the mothers, I wonder what the kids look like.
You said it before. Whoa, wee, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just a minute. What can I do for you, gentlemen? And the little lady. Gitchy, 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 goo.
Would you kindly direct us to Miss Pebbles Flintstone's dressing room?
Let's see. Pebbles Flintstone, room 13. But she isn't here yet. Gitchy, 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 goo.
Oh, yes, she is. You were just tickling her.
What? A baby? Oh, boy. What's Mr. Goldbrick going to say about this?
A baby in the contest. Mr. Flintstone, are you out of your mind?
But Mr. Goldbrick...
No, 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 no baby is entering any contest of mine.
But Mr. Goldbrick...
Hey, just a minute. I got an entry blank here. Show me where it says anything about the contestant's age.
Mr. Goldbrick, the contest is starting.
Okay, I'm coming.
Yeah, show us where it says anything about the contestant's age.
Are you sure there isn't something about it?
I even read the fine print.
She's not going to be in my show. Now, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. Bring her back in 20 years, and I'll put her in.
Mr. Goldbrick, what an idea! Putting a baby in the contest.
I didn't put...
Now, wait a minute. How about my baby?
Baby? In the contest.
Pebbles! Didn't I tell you she was great, Mr. Goldbrick?
You're a genius for thinking of this, Mr. Goldbrick.
Yes, aren't I? Quickly, I want pictures taken of me and the baby for my image. Goldbrick does it again.
Would you like some coffee while we watch television, Betty?
The coffee sounds wonderful, Wilma, but, well... What do you say we don't watch TV tonight? I mean, can't we spend a quiet evening just talking?
That's a wonderful idea. I read somewhere that people today are losing the art of conversation. Okay, what do we talk about?
Oh, lots of things. Let's see. Have you been to any good sales lately?
Nope.
Seen any good plays lately?
Nope.
Read any good books?
Nope.
Wilma?
Yeah?
I'll race you to the TV set.
From the stage of Bedrock Theater, we have just brought you the first half of our international beauty contest. We've seen a young lady reach her first plateau on her way to fame and stardom, Miss Pebbles Flintstone.
Pebbles Flintstone? In a beauty contest? So that's what they're up to. Come on, Betty. Let's get down to that beauty contest.
I'm with you.
And now, while the girls are changing into their bathing suits, here's a word from our sponsor.
Oh, that Fred. Going behind my back this way.
I'll bet Barney's in on it, too.
Just wait till I get my hands on that Fred. You're right, Dino.
As you know, ladies and gentlemen, in this contest, talent goes hand in hand with beauty. And leading off, anxious to show that she's not just another pretty face, is the lovely Miss Zelda Pilbrick.
I got pebbles all ready, Barney.
Shh! Miss Zelda Pilbrick is on.
Oh, yeah. What's she doing?
She's entertaining the folks with her talent, riding a unicycle and knitting a sweater. Boy, she's really loaded with talent, huh, Fred?
Yeah.
Speaking of talent, what do you got planned for our pebbles?
What are you talking about?
Talent. Every contestant will be judged for her talent as well as her beauty.
Oh, boy, what am I going to do, Barney? Pebbles is just beautiful. She hasn't any talent.
Betty, can't you go any faster?
I'll try.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
We're getting a flat.
There's no spare tire.
Oh, my gosh. Dino, quick, do something.
What can he do, Wilma?
I don't know, but... Good boy, Dino. Faster, faster.
Barney, think of something. What'll I do?
Gee, I don't know, Fred. It's hard to top that last act.
Find Fred, Dino.
And Barney, too.
And now, last but not least, that little lady who has captured your hearts, Miss Pebbles Flintstone.
Can't you think of anything for her to do?
Oh, I'm lost, Fred.
Dino, how did you get...
Barney Rubble.
Fred Flintstone, where is my baby?
Oh, gosh, Wilma, Dino knocked me down.
You're lucky he got to you first. Now, where is Pebbles? Fred, I'm ashamed of you. You know how I feel about this sort of thing.
They're going to announce the winner now.
And here she is, the winner of the International Beauty Contest, Miss Zelda Pilbrick.
She didn't win. Oh, cheer up, Fred. Like Pilbrick said, in 20 years you can enter Pebbles again.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have two winners. Allow me to present Miss Beauty of the Future, the one and only Miss Pebbles Flintstone.
She's finally asleep.
Yeah, sleeping like a baby. You see, Wilma, you were worrying all for nothing. Winning the beauty contest hasn't had any effect on her at all.
Yes, I guess you're right, Fred.
Sure, I'm right. By tomorrow, she'll have forgotten all about it.